Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning, everyone. So excited that it's April, but I did see some snow out there this morning. Oh, my gosh. Stop. Stop with the snow, okay? Oh, I'm excited about all the stuff that's going on. And, you know, first of all, I just want to say thank you to everyone who participated last night at the Kickboxing-a-thon at the University of Buffalo for the Bree Health Society. We had a full class, and I was so grateful to see a lot of my the guys that don't come to the Buffalo Athletic Club women's location that I haven't seen in a while. It was just such a blessing to get together with a bunch of people and for a great cause. So thank you for that. Today, Fit Bash is going on for Children's Hospital at the Buffalo Athletic Club women's locations, and I will be teaching today at the Evans location at 1:30 and at 2:15, raw cuts and then kickboxing, and everyone is invited to that. You don't have to be a member of the club. You don't need to be a member of the Buffalo Athletic Club, and it's for a great cause, and there's all kinds of baskets you can win and prizes, and we'd love it for you to come. And Children's Hospital, again, you can go to the Buffalo Athletic Club website for more information or to their Facebook page. And yeah, so that's cool. That's coming up. I also want to talk about our free seminars that are going on April 22nd. Go to my website, robbieraw.com, for free healthy eating seminars at 12:30 in the afternoon at the Buffalo Athletic Club and at 7 o'clock at night at the Aesthetic Associates Center. And then our 12-week healthy eating classes start on 4/24 on April 24th, again at 12:30 and at 7 p.m. at night, BAC Women's Club and Dr. Shackens, the Aesthetic Associates Center. And that will be sold out, I'll tell you that right now. So make sure you get your deposits in early for that. Also, Kingdom Bound is coming up. I'm so excited. I feel like I'm losing my voice. It is probably because of the kickboxing-a-thon last night. But Kingdom Bound's coming up in August, the first week in August. I'm so, so excited and grateful and honored to be presenting again at Kingdom Bound. And I'll be presenting the Raw Truth, biblically-based programs, which is now the new Raw Truth Recharge program. If you saw AM Buffalo yesterday, I was talking to Linda Pellegrino with Carrie Cardinelli, who joined me yesterday on that. And what that is about is, you know, my book is coming out in the next couple months, and it is called The Raw Truth Recharge, immune boosting, low glycemic, healthy eating plan, along with health, fitness, nutrition tips, all of my own signature stuff that I have learned over the years through not only my own research, but going, you know, through all of my trainings. I've basically taken the best of all of the information that I've learned through the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and many of the programs that I teach myself. There's things I like, things I agree with, things I don't agree with, and I put them all into my own information and protocol called the Raw Truth Recharge. And what that is about is we have taken six people, three pastors, one of them Neil Boron, on-air personality from 3 to 6 here at WDCX, Pastor Marty McDonald, and Pastor Matt Gold, along with my producer, Carrie Carnelli, Wendy Mentor from Kingdom Bound, and Jamie Riker, who is a BAC member and also, you know, very, very kind of well-known, you know, as well herself. And all three of them have come to me at different times asking me to help them lose weight, get in shape, be healthy. So we've taken all of them. They're all doing a weight loss program and on-air transformation with me, both on AM Buffalo and here on WDCX. They're, you know, letting it be real in front of thousands of people. You're going to see their pictures soon on the websites. We took the before and after pictures. And also, we haven't taken the after yet because it's a four-month gig, which is leaning up all to Kingdom Bound, and they'll be part of my presentation at Kingdom Bound, which also is the release of my book. And so It's all about the Raw Truth Recharge and resetting your metabolism, resetting your life, mind, body, soul, spirit. And I'm so grateful to have the opportunity to do that. And I commend the six of them for doing this on air. And, you know, you heard Neil Boren last week say, you know what, sometimes I have to admit I like food more than Jesus. And, you know, that was, we all just, like, stopped in the room here. We were like, looked at him saying, oh, my gosh. But, you know, he's being very real about it, and I know people struggle, and pastors who are teaching self-control and, you know, discipline, and obviously God wants us to have self-control, and to say that you don't have self-control in the area of food is a very honest, a very real, a very transparent thing to say, and I commend them for doing that. Don't forget about Church on the Beach coming up also. It starts in June. And then today, my guest, when we come back from our endorsed sponsors, I want you to know that I'm so excited about my first guest. I haven't had him on the show yet. He's my own dentist, Dr. Eric Da Silva. And he's from Buffalo Dental Group. I'm so excited to have him on. And you know what? I have never in all my years gone to a doctor that did not hurt me in terms of dentistry. So I'm excited about that. And then later on in the program, also, you know of Dr. Michael Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sport. He'll be on talking about injury prevention and some new techniques that they have at Buffalo Spine and Sport. He's always a very popular guest on here. A lot of people I know have had questions for him. We will open our phone lines as well. And so stick around. And, you know, I'll tell you, our newest sponsor is Jeff at Resolutions Print Solutions. You need to call him for your printing needs, like outdoor signage, window signs, point of purchase displays, even business cards and brochures for events. He does it with the state-of-the-art digital printing. Call him today and tell him that I sent you. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth.
You have a story to tell and need to get your audience's attention. Whether that's through your ministry, a service you offer, or a product you sell, quality branding is crucial. Otherwise, you'll get lost in the market. Resolution Print Solutions is in the business of sharp, eye-catching branding design to help you stand out. Their team is skilled at creating attention-getting logos, business cards, brochures, posters, event programs, and so much more. With state-of-the-art print technology, you will stand out from the rest. Contact Jeff at 868-3933. That's 868-3933. Let him know Robbie Ross sent you.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care, and that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And we're back. And so, you know, to be part of The Raw Truth Recharge Healthy Eating Program for the next 4 months, I want you to go to the WDCX website and, of course, like their page, and then click on Events, and you'll see the Raw Truth Recharge. And then you ask to join, and what you're doing is really joining our online group of passionate people who want to be healthy and fit and live that abundant life that God has desired for us. And today, I posted a shopping list for all of you for the upcoming detox that we're starting tomorrow. So make sure you check that out. Our phone lines will be open today, but I won't be taking calls on that because I have two doctors here that I want to make sure that, you know, we are, you know, focusing on. But you can ask me questions on the website. And, of course, you know, I'll get to them as soon as I can. Our phone lines will be open 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. And I'm so excited about our new guest, and he's from Buffalo Dental Group, my own dentist, Dr. Eric DeSilva. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you on. And you know what? I've said this earlier, and I have to say, you know, I know that I'm 50 something, okay? And in all of my years, I have never ever been to a dentist that doesn't hurt me. And I've always had to have gas for even shots, because I don't like any kind of medication or drugs or anything like that, but I just couldn't take the pain. I have very, very low threshold for pain, Dr. DeSilva. And you, I started coming to you just a few months ago, and because I saw actually your partners on AM Buffalo, and wow, you have given me, you've done fillings on me now, given me shots, and I'll tell you, I have not felt a thing. So I don't know what the secret is, but you have to tell everyone here, because it's painless dentistry.
Well, yeah, I don't think there's any secret, but a lot of people come in, too, and they have some version of that, you know, story where they've either had a bad experience in the past or felt pain, and then there's a lot of fear about coming to see us.
Yeah, you know, I was, you know, I always hated going to the dentist because I always feel the pain. And I'm like, in this day and age, why am I still in pain before I, you know, have to have something done? Like, just the shot itself, I couldn't take. So I'm just so grateful to have you on today, not only because I want to tell everybody about your painless dentistry, but also because, you know, as an RN, as a registered nurse, I know how important it is for us to take care of the teeth in our mouth. And I know that it's not just about cosmetics. I know it's more about, you know, preventing, you know, diseases and bacteria from entering your body, correct?
Correct, yeah. There's a lot of times where it's maybe an oversight or neglected a little bit. And even as we were talking before, a lot of people that live active lifestyles are conscious about their health, somehow tend to forget about their mouth, kind of where it all starts. And, you know, we've seen a lot of people recently with heart disease, you know, diabetics, or even someone that's pregnant, you know, they don't realize that during conditions like that, it becomes even more important. And slipping up with your mouth tends to lead to other problems.
Right. And you know, when we come back from our endorsed sponsors, I want to talk about some of those issues because, you know, as a nurse, as I said, I know that it's so important to take care of our mouth and the teeth in our mouth, but I don't know all of the things that can happen if you don't. So I want to talk about some of those things, and I want to open up our phone lines. Perhaps there's people out there that, you know, have some questions about what's going on, you know, with their own teeth. Maybe they have some pain. Maybe they have some inflammation.
Sure.
Maybe they have some bleeding. I mean, that's not something that should be a usual thing. You shouldn't brush your teeth and have bleeding take place, correct?
Yes, and usually there is something going on. A lot of times it's reversible, but, you know, just getting in and having it looked at can go a long way.
Yeah, so we should talk about, you know, signs and symptoms that, hey, maybe you better pick up the phone and see your doctor, your dentist. And so I want to talk about that kind of thing, too. But, you know, I mean, this is obviously a show about health, fitness, nutrition. And so I know that, you know, taking care of our mouth, taking care of our teeth, making sure we're brushing our teeth, and how important is flossing? I mean, people don't really think about that, you know. Yeah, they floss because they don't want to smile and have something in their teeth, but it's way more than that, right?
Right. I saw a sign at one dentist, and I've seen it a few other places. It said, floss the ones you want to keep.
That's a good one. That's a definitely a good one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when we come back, we have Dr. Eric DeSilva here today from Buffalo Dental Group. And don't forget that later on in the show, My good friend, Dr. Michael Cicchetti, is on from Buffalo Spine and Sport. And I'll tell you, at least twice a day, people are asking me about their injuries. And I'm always saying, oh, my gosh, you know, if it's this, you know, you got to go see Dr. Cicchetti at Buffalo Spine and Sport. Of course, Dr. Gambacorta from Buffalo Orthopedics is also one of our favorite guests here. And it's all good. We know where you should go. So stay with us. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambacorta of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambacorta today at 716-636-1470.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Nabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Nabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth. Robbie Roth, a holistic health and nutrition practitioner. For over 30 years, she's been teaching thousands of people on how to improve their health and body into the temple God made it to be. She offers personal nutrition consultations, monthly holistic classes, and a 12-week healthy eating living program designed to cut your cravings, change your habits, increase your energy, transform your body, and get lean and healthy forever.
Hey, this is Robbie Roth. Let me help you get a plan that will transform your life. Because you will either spend the time and the money preventing disease, or you will spend the time and the money treating disease. Which is better for you?
You can change your life today. Contact Robbie at RobbieRaw.com.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting RobbieRaw.com.
And we're on with Dr. Eric Da Silva, my own dentist, who for the first time ever has given me painless dentistry. I love it. He's from Buffalo Dental Group. And, you know, if you want to give them a call, you can call them at 716-634-1234. That's Buffalo Dental Group at 716-634-1234. But, you know, I'll tell you, I'm so grateful that you came on today. And we want to talk about signs and symptoms that something's wrong in your mouth and also some of the things that can go wrong. But people think of it's just cosmetic sometimes.
Right.
And one of the things I know, a lot of people do oil pulling, you know, for whiter teeth and for things like that. And I know our first caller here, and it's Julie from the GTA. Good morning, Julie.
Morning.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you. I just signed up for a 4-month challenge with Neil.
Oh, wonderful. The Raw Truth recharge. Very well. Very good. So you, I know you had a question about oil pulling, and I know a lot of people do that and have had wonderful results for, you know, teeth whitening and all kinds of ailments. Did you have a question for the doctor on that?
Well, I understand that it's an ancient Ayurvedic kind of cleansing ritual, and I haven't asked a naturopath about it, and she says that the morning is the best to do it for about 20 minutes because there's a lot of metabolites that collect in our mouth overnight, and it's a great way to remove those, as well as pushing it and pulling it through your teeth to really help with gum health. I just wondered what you thought.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, it's funny you asked about that because I've been asked about this topic so much in the last 2 to 3 weeks. And you're correct. It is an ancient remedy. They usually say coconut oil is the one that people tend to use the most. Yeah, just to be clear, I'm not advocating it, but from what I've read on it, you're exactly right. The theory is use coconut oil or sesame oil. You swish it around, slow in your mouth, drag it through your teeth, and what it does is it actually attracts bacteria and other metabolites with it, and then when you spit that out, it decreases bacterial load. Other metabolites have built up. When you say to do it in the morning, that's because, you know, you've sat there with inactivity, and as we go throughout the day, talking, speaking, and everything like that, there is some cleansing effect with our mouth. And there actually has been a few limited studies. When I say limited, you know, smaller population sizes, you know, not the standard type of random controls that we are used to, but the overall conclusions of 2 or 3 of the studies I read were it's a good adjunct to use with normal health care, flossing, to decrease bacterial load in between your 6-month cleanings.
Yeah, that's great. You know, sorry, Julie, I had to drop the call because it was just too much interference in there. But, yeah, it's good. I mean, a lot of people are doing it for so many different reasons. Asthma, you know, all kinds of headaches, hormone problems, skin conditions, infections, liver problems, what have you. But, yeah, you should, you know, definitely do some research on it or talk to your health coach on it. And, yeah, I know people, you know, in my own group of friends that are doing it for whiter teeth.
Right. The only thing I think it's been actually proven to do is decrease bacterial load. You know, there's a lot of unsubstantiated claims such as, you know, reducing hangovers, stress, you know, whitening teeth, and none of that's been proven.
Gotcha.
So that's where I think a lot of this is gaining momentum, you know, it's kind of what is it exactly doing?
Right, right. Well, it's good to know that it's, you know, a speculation.
Yes.
Okay, so Dr. De Silva, I wanted to talk about signs and symptoms. And again, our phone lines are still open, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. Signs and symptoms that something could be wrong in your mouth. And I know, you know, I've had people say to me before, you know, when I brush my teeth, I see blood or I'm you know, I spit out blood. And I'm like, you need to get checked out for that. That's not something that should be happening.
Right. No, that's a big one. And, you know, our body all over has great ways of letting us know when it needs attention. It's whether we pay attention to those signs is really the difference. Bleeding is a big one, you know. Bleeding usually is a sign of inflammation there. So a lot of times it's something, maybe I missed my last cleaning, or maybe I haven't been doing as effective job as I should. And it's just what I want people to know is a lot of times it's an easy fix. And what we see a lot is people that haven't been in, you know, 8, 10, 12 years. And that's very common. And they'll come in and, you know, they're slightly embarrassed about it. But the point is that a lot of times they're just as surprised that the fix is very easy. You know, they're always worried about, oh, I'm going to lose all my teeth, or I'm going to need, you know, 10 root canals, and it's not the case.
Right, yeah. Well, and probably if they don't come in right away, it's obviously going to get worse, whatever the problem is.
And that's a great point, because a lot of times, you know, when somebody comes in and is to the point where, oh, I now need a root canal, or talking about removing a tooth, you know, they said, oh, I've been feeling this for a few months, and few meaning closer to a year. You know?
Yeah, and you're like, uh-huh, and why didn't you call us?
Yeah.
And so what are some of the things? Because I know it's so important that we floss our teeth, brush our teeth, and get, you know, checkups twice a year at least, right?
Correct, yes.
What are some of the problems? because obviously, you know, for someone like me who is, you know, interested in staying healthy, not taking any kind of medication, you know, boosting my immune system, making sure that I don't have colds, infections, disease, whatever it is.
Right.
You know, I think about my teeth in terms of, you know, I have to say, most of my life I've thought about it as cosmetically. It's just over the last couple of years I thought about, yeah, maybe I need, you know, really, it's a good thing that my mother always took me to the dentist, and I'm grateful for the habits that I picked up at growing up from my mom caring about my teeth, because it does affect your health, doesn't it?
Correct. It does, yes. And to go back to, you know, some of the things to look for, I think a lot is, you know, the best we can say, you know what normal is for you, right? So anything that deviates from that is a lot of times a clue that something's going on. For example, you know, everyone, if I were to bite into ice cream, yeah, that hurts. But every time you drink something cold, you know, a sip of water, and you're having the same type of pain in the same area, that's generally a good indicator that you might want to come in and have something looked at.
Right. And so, you know, it's very important. I mean, I know some people have to take antibiotics before they come in because of why.
Correct. So those guidelines are always changing. As of now, there's really only after heart surgery or 2 years after a knee or hip replacement. But, you know, the ultimate, those are the guidelines. The ultimate deferral goes to your treating physician, orthopedic, cardiologist. Sometimes they like premedication for life or beyond the actual recognized guidelines.
So if people are not taking care of their teeth, if they're not getting their checkups, if they're not flossing, if they're not brushing, what are some of the things that can affect their entire system?
Yeah, let's take someone, you know, let's take a healthy person and say somebody with diabetes, which has become a very, very common ailment here.
Yes.
You know, someone with diabetes there, you can think of it as poor wound healing, poor blood supply. So, manifest as, you know, higher incidence of oral infections, increased loss of gum and tooth support, which, you know, leads to loose teeth, potentially losing down the line.
So. Oh, yeah, and we all want to keep our teeth.
Okay? You sure do. Yeah.
I just, when you said that, he had a memory of my dad when he was in his 80s taking his teeth out.
Right.
Like, I never want to look like, I don't want to get my teeth out, okay? My mom, who is, believe it or not, my mom's going to be 92 in a couple weeks, and she still has all her own teeth.
Yeah.
And actually, you're going to see her in a couple weeks, because she's coming to you too now. So, you know, and I know it's important for my mom, you know?
It definitely is, and that's actually an age group that oral health really declines, you know, for a couple of reasons. One, maybe just actually the physical aspect of getting in there, you lose a little dexterity. And two, a lot of times when the geriatric population is either living in assisted living or even at home, you know, people don't really look after it. And so things can go downhill quickly in that population. So I think it becomes just as, if not more important for them to get in there. You may think, oh, I'm 70, 80, 90, you know, I've had my teeth my whole life, I'm fine, and it's really not the case.
Well, and, you know, I mean, I'm going to be honest, you know, I monitor my mom, she lives with me.
Sure.
She'll forget to brush her teeth if I don't tell her to.
Right, and it's, you know, a lot of times it's not intentional.
Right.
You know, but they don't have someone there monitoring it, or it's forgotten.
Yes, exactly. Well, we have, there's so much that we could talk about, you know, in terms of dental health and dental care. Not only that, there's people who obviously are listening right now who want to look great, feel great. And, you know, that is a huge part of it. I know you do teeth whitening there. And what is the process that you use at the Buffalo Dental Group?
We do a process where somebody comes in and, you know, we evaluate them, see if they're a good candidate and see what their, you know, desires are.
Right.
Then it's a very simple process. We end up taking an impression of their mouth and we make them a tray that is meant just for their teeth. Then we give them whitening material to take home. And then it's kind of in their hands, you know, because some people say, oh, I want to go 10 shades lighter. Some say, you know, I wish I was just a little bit whiter. And it's a very personal decision.
So, yeah. Well, your teeth are very white, by the way. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say how easy it is. And a lot of times people come in just for that question.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I'll be your next candidate for that. All right. So, Dr. DeSilva, we're running out of time, but I am so grateful that you came in today. And I highly recommend, if anyone's afraid to go to the dentist and they don't like feeling shots or, you know, dental treatments, you need to go see Dr. DeSilva, because you're the first dentist ever that has never hurt me. So I appreciate whatever you're doing with your gentle hand. And I'll tell you, I'm a fan now. So okay. I'm very happy I found Dr. DeSilva. But Buffalo Dental Group, give them a call, 716-634-1234. We'll have to have you back.
All right. Yeah. Thanks again for having me on. And one last point, too, is what I brought up earlier, is there's so many people out there that haven't been in X amount of years. And I just want people to know how common that is. And give us a call.
Yes, absolutely. And I know there's, you have a couple different offices, too, right?
Correct. There's two locations, one at Kenmore and Englewood, and then one up in Main Street in Williamsville.
Okay, great, great. All right, so thank you so much, Doctor.
Thanks again.
You're welcome. And after our endorsed sponsors, my good friend Dr. Michael Cicchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sport. And listen, all of you who've been coming up to me with your shoulder pain, elbow pain, knee pain, all that, you need to tune in right now because, as I said, you need to go get checked out. Dr. Michael Cicchetti up next on The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and muscular skeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals, but more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
Do not forget to go to the WDCX Facebook page and click on events where you can hit the Raw Truth Recharge and become a member of our four-month journey leading up to Kingdom Bound, where I have a shopping list for detox listed. I'll be putting some healthy nutrition, fitness, and wellness tips on there for the next 4 months. And you can join our group. It doesn't mean you have to pay or that you're going to Kingdom Bound. You can just join the group of people who want to be healthy, fit, and live that abundant life that God has promised for us. And the Raw Truth Recharge is my own signature program. The book's coming out in just a few months, so I'm so excited to give you a little preview of that through the Raw Truth Recharge program. So right now in studio is my good friend, Dr. Michael Cicchetti.
Hello, hello.
You're my good friend because you helped me. And you're from Buffalo Spine and Sport. And, you know, I'm so grateful that you're here today. And at least twice a day I have people coming up to me asking me about what they should do about their injuries.
That's awesome. Yeah, we had such a great response from the last time I was on. You know, at least two or three people came into the office the very next week with heel pain, you know, classic plantar fasciitis, and they weren't candidates for this tenotomy procedure that we talked about the last time called 10X, but they hadn't done anything about their injury. And one lady had been suffering with heel pain for about 8 months, and she had just decided, you know what, I'm just going to go get this checked out finally. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just want to tell folks, you know, don't suffer in pain. Take back your lifestyle. Most folks know when something hurts that, you know, they can differentiate whether it's a real problem and serious or whether it's just, you know, just something that lingers and is kind of just in the background and annoying. But just because it's an annoying, you know, inconvenience, don't live with it.
Yeah.
Come get checked out. There's lots of conservative measures that can be tried. And so I just want to tell folks, you know, don't live with chronic overuse pain. If you've been shoveling all winter, if you're cleaning out the garage, if you're, you know, trying to get the patio set up for the spring and you're developing an overuse injury, you know, there are things that can be done conservatively. We're not talking needles. We're not talking surgery. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so don't sit there and suffer in pain.
And it's
not worth it.
No, it's such an important message. And I'm actually going to be bringing my 92-year-old mom into you because all of a sudden she's having some kind of shoulder thing going on. I'm like, okay, got to go see Dr. Cicchetti.
Fantastic.
But yeah. Our phone lines are open, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. And, I mean, it's a good message that you're giving because I'm telling you, I mean, here you talk about this woman who's been suffering for 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many people that are in the gym that don't want to stop working out, or there's
exactly.
people listening right now who stopped working out because they're in pain, but they're not doing anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're just, you know, going home, they're popping Advil or Tylenol, hoping mm-hmm. it's going to go away, and they're resting, and they're changing what they do. So, you know, this particular, you know, person had stopped running for about the past 4 or 5 months, something that she loves to do, and she had kind of transitioned things. She was trying just an elliptical or a stationary bike, but she had changed her entire routine. And then she finally said, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, I want to get this checked out. And she knew what she had, too. She knew it was plantar fasciitis. It's a very common diagnosis. You can go onto the Internet and type heel pain in, and you're going to get a lot of information on not just plantar fasciitis, but you can get it on, you know, all sorts of heel pain. But, you know, folks sometimes just don't know where to start.
Right.
And it's kind of like, you know, your last guess with Eric. Folks mm-hmm. that just kind of, they know there's something going on. They haven't been to the dentist in a long time. And, you know, they may feel, you know what, I'm just too busy. You know what?
That's
you
me.
You got to go get checked out.
You're talking to me right now. I know, but I've learned my lesson because in the past, when I have waited, it actually made me take off more time than I wanted to take off because it got worse.
Exactly.
And, you know, and even when I came to you for the pain that I was having in my shoulder and in my neck, you gave me a topical prescription for a topical compound from mm-hmm. Pine Pharmacy that was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every once in a while, if I have it again, I just apply that again.
Yeah.
And I did, you know, I was worried. I was afraid to go get checked out because I thought, oh, gosh, I'm not going to have time to go, you know, for anything. And I don't want anything invasive. And, mm-hmm. you know, so I might as well just live with it. And then, I don't know, I just said I'm doing it.
And some people do want the invasive stuff. They want a quick fix, and sometimes it's appropriate, sometimes it's not, you know, but there are always options. But the first thing you got to do is come in the door and say, you know what, I don't want to live with this anymore. And it's not good to just let inflammation and pain become chronic. If you let it become chronic, it becomes harder to treat down the line.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm sure Eric, you know, said the same thing. The longer you wait to go see your dentist,
yes,
it's going to be harder to treat certain conditions. So mm-hmm. most times it's not, but, you know, it's the same thing with any part of medicine. The longer you wait, the more likely it is it's going to be tougher to treat.
Right, right. And you are a physiatrist,
correct.
Dr. Cicchetti. And just we'll go to our phones in just a second here. But just explain again to our listeners what that means.
Yeah, a physician of physical medicine and rehabilitation, and within my subspecialty, I focus on the rehabilitation of spine and musculoskeletal injuries. And in our training, we really focus on disease prevention. We focus on the functional aspects of trying to get someone better. So not just helping you with the medical aspects of your injury, but devising a plan to keep you functional. To get you back to work, to get you back to your lifestyle. And so rehabilitation protocols and training is part of our residency training. It's not just medicine. It's not just you know, the pharmacological aspects of medicine and procedures. You know, that's part of it, but we really focus on function. And in our group, we focus on exercise as part of our functional approach to getting people back to their lifestyle.
And yoga, too.
We have a full studio within one of our offices. So we promote yoga to a lot of patients.
Yeah, and chiropractic care. Mm-hmm. And,
absolutely.
You know, I know Dr. Matt Misiak is always on this show. And, of course, you know, you're dealing in trying to prevent surgery. But, of course, if someone needs surgery, and our good friend Dr. Michael Gambacord is always on this show.
There are some cases where surgery is the right answer.
Right.
And I don't have a problem telling people that if it is the right answer.
Okay.
But most times there are other things that need to be done first before you're a good surgical candidate. But if you're a surgical candidate and it's, you know, and it's there's nothing more that can really be done, you know, I have no problem telling somebody that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The goal is to get that person better. And I don't want to live in any world that that doesn't have surgery as an option, because sometimes it is the right answer.
Exactly. But, you know, people come up to me all the time and they're like, I have, you know, knee injury and I don't want to go to the doctor because I don't want to take off and have surgery. And I'm like, you might not need surgery, okay?
Correct.
You know, so people have that misconception that there's it's either surgery or live with it. And that's where it's wrong.
Correct.
So, Sue from Amherst, you're on The Raw Truth. Good morning.
Morning.
And thank you for calling in. Did you have a question for Dr. Cicchetti?
I did. Robbie, I was in your class the other day, and you suggested I call him.
Oh, yay.
I wanted to call. I've been diagnosed with a full-thickness torn rotator cuff tear four years ago. I do not seem to have any restrictions in movement as far as lifting it overhead. It bothers me more in the evening when I'm sleeping. I tend to lay on that side.
Mm-hmm.
But she suggested I call you and probably make an appointment. I do not want to have surgery.
Okay. Yeah, and that's a big, you know, thing is that people can have a rotator cuff tear and not even have pain and not even know it. It's very common, actually, in the older population to have a massive complete full-thickness tear and not have much pain.
And I might have, you know, before it was diagnosed. I went because I thought it was bursitis.
Yeah.
And then it turned out it was a full tear, so.
Yeah. So you're not having much pain? Only at night when you're sleeping?
I'm having more pain than I used to, but it's sporadic. It could be doing nothing, or it could be doing something where I know I've lifted something or pushed something. And it tends to bother me more at night.
Yeah.
Because I lay on that side, and I understand that that is one of the symptoms and that's one of the problems. It bothers me more, I think, when it's cold, so, you know, that probably makes sense. Like, there might be some arthritis.
Yeah. When was the last time you had any imaging of your shoulder?
I had 4 years ago when I was diagnosed.
Okay, yeah. It may be time to update some imaging.
Okay.
And I'm not even talking, you know, I wouldn't even go with, you know, a more extensive test like an MRI. If you're not considering surgery, you know, I'd probably look at your shoulder with ultrasound. That can very easily, you know, check the rotator cuff and assess for any progression. And it can be compared to the MRI findings and then maybe an X-ray to look at the joint spaces of your shoulder joint just to make sure that there is no significant arthritic changes. Two very easy tests that can be done right in the office. And then probably to devise an exercise protocol for you. One thing that people don't recognize is that a lot of rotator cuff tears.
Sue, I think you need to turn down your radio a little bit.
Okay. I just walked away from it. All right.
A lot of rotator cuff tears are from overuse. They're not acute injuries. Some are, but most are overuse. And we get into trouble with our shoulder mechanics when all the muscles of the shoulder blade are not working correctly. The rotator cuff is not one of the essential muscles for actually movement of the shoulder. The rotator cuff actually only serves to kind of keep the ball of the shoulder joint on the shoulder blade bone called the scapula. That's really the function of the rotator cuff. The muscles around the shoulder blade and around the shoulder, the deltoid, the trapezius, the serratus anterior muscle. Those are the muscles that actually move the shoulder. And it's very common for people to have muscle imbalances that lead to overuse injuries of the shoulder. And that's the problem that you're probably experiencing right now. Yes, you have a rotator cuff tear, and you're always going to be at risk for potentially flaring that up. But what you're probably having a problem with is that you're not using certain muscles correctly. And so if you have poor biomechanics with regards to lifting and reaching, you're going to be more at risk for injuring that rotator cuff and flaring it up. So
okay.
A lot of people don't know that, and they don't know how to exercise the muscles around the shoulder girdle correctly, and they end up overusing their upper trapezius and their deltoid muscles to do all of their shoulder lifting, and they don't use the other muscles around the shoulder blade. And that's when we get into trouble with overuse injuries that affect the rotator cuff.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, Sue, you're gonna have to give him a call. Huh?
I am going.
Yes.
I'm going to call you and make an appointment with you, doctor.
Yeah.
Good.
And when inflammation gets bad, sometimes we need to put a little medication in there to calm it down, and that's an okay thing. You know, sometimes
I had a cortisone shot.
Yeah. The occasional cortisone shot can be very helpful to decrease inflammation, especially if the pain and the inflammation is getting in the way of you performing
mm-hmm.
an exercise program. If
mm-hmm.
you don't cut that out, then you can't exercise. You can't
do
the correct things.
Well, it's more making sure I'm not doing the wrong thing.
Exactly.
Even
mm-hmm.
if there's no pain with it.
Right.
Exactly.
Yep, yep. Well, give him a call,
716-626-0093.
Again, 716-626-0093. Make sure, you know, you ask for Dr. Cicchetti and let him know you're Sue from WDCX.
I will.
They called
in. Thank you for
all right,
having Sue. Me call,
Thanks
Robbie.
God bless. Okay, take
all
care.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And just because she has a rotator cuff tear does not mean that she has to go have surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, however, I will say if it's a full thickness tear, it becomes very difficult to heal that with non-surgical means.
Gotcha.
And if she has a full thickness tear, it could progress, you know, especially if it becomes a complete tear. A complete tear has the ability to retract. And once the tendon has actually retracted and the muscle atrophies, it probably cannot be repaired. And so then there becomes less options.
Mm-hmm.
And even surgical options become a little bit more challenging.
Right.
So you don't want to just, you know, sit and do nothing about it,
mm-hmm.
Because if you let it go too long, then you might run out of options down the line.
Right, right.
But just because you have a tear doesn't mean you have to go have surgery.
And it doesn't mean they have to stop working out either, because I always tell people, you know what, if you're in my class and we're, you know, doing weights, then don't do the upper body, just do the lower body. And, mm-hmm. you know, you don't have to stop coming into the gym completely. Just don't, if it hurts, don't do it. Don't,
mm-hmm.
you know, don't just avoid it.
Yeah, and there are certain things that people do that, you know, really, really load the rotator cuff too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who are in the gym doing butterflies, you know, out to the side
right.
with weights, you know, that puts a lot of torque onto the rotator cuff. And I don't recommend that exercise, you know, to many people.
Right.
You know, you really got to strengthen all the muscles around this, your mm-hmm. entire shoulder blade. You've got 17 muscles alone that attach to the shoulder blade mm-hmm. that are all responsible for the motion of lifting the arm up and overhead.
Right.
And if you don't know how to activate your shoulder girdle correctly, you're going to get into trouble. And I see all these folks in the gym who are just trying to build up their deltoids.
Yes, I know.
And I just cringe because I'm like, gosh, you know, if you keep on doing that over and over and over again and you're not activating the muscles around the shoulder girdle, you're going to get into trouble and you're going to develop bad patterns of motion.
Well, and that's kind of the problem with people working out on their own and not, you know, knowing what they're doing with, you know, in the class situation, I'm always on them with, you know, making sure they have impeccable form, not going directly over their head
mm-hmm.
because I don't want them to impinge the shoulder joint, not doing this, not doing that. But, you know, when you go in and you don't know what you're doing, you start working out and you get heavy weights because you're a weekend warrior and you want to mm-hmm. get it all done before summer, it's mm-hmm. a problem. But the other thing I see is people who are doing a lot of cardio with light weights, and they're swinging them around, and
yeah.
it's shoulders through
yeah.
the whole 60 minutes.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then they wonder why they're, you know, I always say that deltoids are the most overworked muscle group.
Yes, deltoids and traps.
Yeah.
I see a lot of guys doing shoulder shrugs and stuff. It's a good exercise if you're a bodybuilder,
yes.
You know, but for most of us, it's not a very functional thing to do,
right.
Just to train the upper traps and to train the deltoids.
Yeah.
And it can get you into trouble if you're not training the entire shoulder girdle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our last caller, Sue, said that she had a full thickness tear, and that becomes much harder to heal with non-surgical techniques. Smaller tears, though, there are a number of things that can actually help heal those types of tears. One of them is called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually your own blood, you know. So we draw off your own blood, and we spin it down, and we take off just the platelets. The platelets are the clotting factors of your blood, and they have lots of growth factors.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is to stimulate the healing process over again. And so for very small tears, you can actually inject that portion of your blood back into the tear, to your own body. So it's completely safe to do.
Cool.
And it helps jumpstart the healing process over again, creating an inflammatory process, which goes on to tissue remodeling and tissue healing. And so for small tears, there are some options that can heal those types of injuries non-surgically. But for a complete tear, that becomes much more challenging. And so I usually don't recommend that treatment for full thickness tears.
Yes. It's very interesting. I mean, like we were saying, the overuse. I tell people, you know, when you're doing chest, you're working your delts. When you're doing mm-hmm. back, you're working your delts. And then mm-hmm. you're working your delts like triple times, because then you really want to concentrate on your delts.
Mm-hmm.
And if your form isn't impeccable and it's, you know, you're swinging the weights around or whatever, using heavy weights, whatever, without, you know, knowing what you're doing, it's a bad thing. But you have a couple cutting-edge procedures that you're doing, well, you know, mm-hmm. Over there that are new, right?
Yeah, so for tendon injuries, so the rotator cuff is a series of tendons, four tendons that attach to the shoulder, you know, and then there's other tendon, you know, sites throughout the body that are commonly affected by overuse injuries. So we're talking at the elbow with tennis elbow and lateral epicondylitis. We're talking the knee, the patellar tendon, and we're talking the Achilles tendon and plantar fascia. When injuries are chronic and they're not healing, and people have tried all of the different conservative measures, physical therapy, rest, anti-inflammatories, either oral or topical, and they may even tried, you know, a steroid shot, and things just aren't getting better, what else can they do besides surgery? There is a technique. It's called a tenotomy, and there are a number of ways to perform it. There's a new technology called 10X, which we are currently using, and it is such a revolutionary technique. With this special needle, we're actually able to make a tiny little incision in the skin and place this needle into the chronically injured tendon, and we're able to debride or cut the injured part of the tendon and not hurt the surrounding good tendon, we can actually irrigate the whole area. This is all non-surgical. It's only under local anesthesia, just in the office, and we're able to reestablish a healthy bed of tissue.
Wow.
So that healing and the correct exercise can heal the tendon. This isn't for tears, but this is for chronically injured tissues, so something we call tendinosis, or for people who have calcium within their tendons, who aren't surgical candidates and who have gone through typical protocols of conservative management. This tenotomy procedure called 10X is revolutionary, and our results with patients so far have been outstanding.
Wow.
So we're very excited about it, we just can't say enough about it at this point.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's called 10X.
I wish we had more time. We're running out of time here, Doctor, and we had a couple calls that we couldn't take, but Buffalo Spine and Sport, Dr. Cecchetti, the Buffalo Spine and Sport, give him a call, 716-626-0093. So we're going to have to go to our endorsed sponsors, and we'll only have a few minutes when we come back. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth.
You have a story to tell and need to get your audience's attention. Whether that's through your ministry, a service you offer, or a product you sell, quality branding is crucial. Otherwise, you'll get lost in the market. Resolution Print Solutions is in the business of sharp, eye-catching branding design to help you stand out. Their team is skilled at creating attention-getting logos, business cards, brochures, posters, event programs, and so much more. With state-of-the-art print technology, you will stand out from the rest. Contact Jeff at 868-3933. That's 868-3933. Let him know Robbie Ross sent you.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Nabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Nabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716-636-1470.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And we're back with Dr. Michael Cecchetti from Buffalo Spine and Sport. 716-626-0093 is the number for Buffalo Spine and Sport. He's given me a clinic here, a seminar in between here at, during our break, and learning a lot. He's got a lot of good information. And, of course, you know, we all want to stay healthy and fit and without injury, because when we take off, we're miserable, Dr. Mm-hmm. Cecchetti. I mean, we don't want to have to stop working out because it you know, affects too much. So we've got to do things right. We got to have impeccable form. We got to know what we're doing. And then when we have those little aches and pains, we got to get in and see you right away, because otherwise it could get worse, right?
It could get worse, you know. So if things are not going away quickly, it's time to get checked out, you know. And, you know, there's so many options for folks, and usually exercise and proper training is all that needs to be done. Sometimes when the condition is a little bit more severe, you know, there may be a procedure or a medication that can be helpful, but most times correct form and exercise can reduce pain, reestablish normal function, and heal tissues.
And that is music to my ears. Mm-hmm. I love to hear that. Dr. Cecchetti, we got to have you on again next month. I wish we had more time today, because we're running out of time. We need that two-hour show.
Yeah, the next time we should talk about, you know, some stuff about back pain. We've been seeing,
yes,
a flurry of folks coming in who have had pain after shoveling snow.
Oh, yes.
Trying to clean out their garages, get things ready for the spring. So common back pain syndromes, what to look for, what to avoid.
We'll do that
with
next
back
month.
Pain. Let's talk about that.
That sounds good. Yeah. Thank you so much, Dr. Cecchetti. Give him a call, Buffalo Spine and Sports, 716-626-0093. Thank you, Dr. Eric Da Silva from Buffalo Dental Group, coming in today. Give them a call, 716-832-7595. Carrie's on with me next week. We're talking about the Raw Recharge. Go and sign up on our journey at the WDCX website. Click on the Raw Truth Recharge. You can detox with us starting tomorrow. Like my page, The Raw Truth and WDCX, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I will see you right back here next week. God bless, and have a wonderful week.